positioned in a way, and it's got has sand over there that it can be used. So I would think that maybe that's not makabel tumah because it's broken. But no, even that is tameh. They're also talking about whether when you could do ibur hashana if you wanted to extend the year, which they used to do, and make a second Adar, so they could do that even the entire course of Adar, even if they already laid the Megillah and whatnot, even after Purim, because the Chacham said only up until Purim. Now, they spoke about the concept of being Ma'aber Shana Al Tanai, which means that if the Nasi's not around, and there's such a story of Rabbi Gamliel that one time went to the Hegmon, it was in Syria, and it took him a little longer than expected. He came back, and they asked him, they said, we were Ma'aber the Shana but Tanai, and he said, yeah, great. Mishnah Ches, Hayed Menachem ben Signai al Musaf Hayara shel Shulki Zaysim Shutame shel Tzabayim Shutar. So I don't know for sure if it went through yesterday, but we're talking about that there's Musaf Hayara means as follows: there's a vat, and in this vat they cook different types of things. You could have a vat that cooks the Zaysim Shulki Zaysim is whatever is left over of the olives that they cook, I guess, in some sort of liquid. And there's also paint that they cook together sometimes together with wool. Anyway, at the top of the vat, they've got this like thick lip, which is added onto it with concrete. It's called Musaf HaYoira, and it's there in order to stop anything from overflowing. That's because it's so much thicker. So now, who needs that lip more? It could be that they both need it. It could be neither needed. But over here, Menachem and Signai says that the person that's making zaysim needs it more. Therefore, it's considered it's tummy, which means it's part of the kli for when a person's making zaysim, as opposed to a person that's doing it for paint for shel tabayim is tar. It's not makabel tumah. The reason why it's not is because they're anyway careful that they don't allow the water go all the way to the top, in order that it shouldn't get ruined from the tit, from the dirt. So the paint, in order to keep it cleaner, they always keep it lower, that it shouldn't be as exposed to the elements, as opposed to when it comes to the oil, I guess they were not as careful with that. And Shahayu Oyim Chilaf Advarim, other people were saying the opposite, that actually only for the paint is a tameh, and the reason is because they thought that when it comes to paint, they wanted people to be more careful that it shouldn't spill over, so therefore they needed this lip more, they needed it more profoundly. Now this Menachem ben Sagnoi, that he was himself a tzaboy, which means he was a painter, he knew all about these things, therefore he gave us that perspective. Next Mishnah Tes. Hayed Rav Nechunya ben Gudgada. This is a Mishnah. It also appears in the Maseches Gittin. Al Chareshes Sheisia Avia. She's a woman. She doesn't have das. She's Chareshes. That's like Chereshet V'Katan. Those all three people don't have das. Now, her father married her off when she was a Katana, which is okay. Ikim Makabel Kedushin. And then it's she's an Eshesish Gemura because the father has the bialis, has the control, as beating, like the pasuk says, as beating asati li ishazeh. Now she wants to get divorced. Now in order to do that, you got to give the get to the isha. I would think maybe while she has no das, it doesn't work. But get works bal korcha. So therefore, she yoytzi beget. She can go out with get. Val ketana bas Yisrael shenisis l'koyin. Let's you have a ketana bas Yisrael. Over here, we're talking about a case where it's not her father that marries her off, but her mother or her brother. In other words, the father is not alive. So midrabbanan, we allow the mother and the brother to marry off. So over here, the halacha is she yocheles betruma, she can eat truma midrabanan. And over here, we don't make gzera. She can only eat truma derabanan, not truma deraisa. We don't say that we're going to make a gzera that if you don't let her eat the derabanan because we're afraid she'll accidentally eat the deraisa. But we allow her to eat this truma vimesa. If she dies, so then baila yarsha, her husband can be yarsha, even though she's not technically married midiraisa. So how can the husband be yarsha? So there's a concept which is called hefker bez, and hefker, which is the chacham, do have control over the money. And therefore, they could say that her husband is Yerush. Let's say a person stole a brick, and he built it into his house. Now, in theory, the brick is still entirely intact. I would say that if he's caught, you have to take the brick, dismantle the entire house, and take the brick out, and give it back to the rightful owner. Now, that's definitely going to make it difficult for people to come forward and admit that they did something wrong. So, al stakonas hashavim, we allowed, she'itain es damav, that he should give the money instead of actually dismantling his house and giving back the brick. Let's say a person stole a chatas and stole an animal and brought it as a chatas and he brought it up as a carbon. So now, if everyone knows that it's stolen, so then it's not going to be good. But if no one knows that it was stolen, we're going to allow it to go through Shi'im Chaperis. The reason for that is, is we're afraid that Kainim in general are going to be a little bit lackluster about their avoiding the base of Mintish, because they're going to say, look, how do I know anyway the whole thing's going to work out? Last time I was so busy with the carbon, and then I found out afterwards it was stolen, and the whole thing was Chulun Ba'azara, and it was just a mess. And therefore, we're afraid that the base of Mintish, the Mizbeach, is going to be Batel, because the Kainim are not going to be bringing their korbanos with the same alacrity, I think is the right word, with the same zeresis. That's the end of the seventh parak, my friend. And we are going further in Maseches Idyos. The eighth parak is more Edus. It just keeps on going with these different Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Beser. That's why it's called Maseches Idyos. Al Dam Nevelos Shehu Tahor. He's made on Dam Nevelos, which means that usually the Dam that we have that comes out of an animal, so it's the only thing that's tameh is going to be a sheretz. But if it's a regular nevela, the dam is not going to be metameh. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Beseira is contributing. Hey, Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, al efer chata shenoga tama b'miktsaso shetime es kuloi. That if it's that over here, if it's speaking about efer chatas. Now we get involved in the Efer of Parah Aduma, all these different random halachas. That's the beginning of the last parak of Maseches Idyos. We'll continue with that and more, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully tomorrow, my dear friends. Make it a great day.